Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast.
Good morning, Jasmine.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
I'm great. I didn't have quite the adventure you did a little while ago. will you explain to everybody what's basically gone on and how you ended up on a catwalk modelling over in Paris?
So it has been quite a hectic week. A week before this, my plan for the week was just schoolwork and a football match on Saturday. That's
right.
All I had planned for the week. But then on Thursday, before that weekend and the fashion week, I was at dinner with one of my friends who's also, he's in the modeling industry as well.
Right.
And we were having dinner. It was like this sort of festive restaurant. So a lot of people were talking. The table beside me were speaking in Spanish. And because I knew a small bit of Spanish, because I lived in Spain for a few months.
Right.
We just kind of started talking. There was young people with them and there was older people with them. And so the night just went on and the designer had come up to me and he had told me that he really liked my look and had asked me if I was with an agency, etc. And honestly, I had never really thought about modeling before, just like the slight, the kind of small jobs here and there. Like, for example, my friends, my mom's friend's jewelry brand in Ireland called Pogue. I did just one or two shoots for her.
Gotcha.
But besides that, I've just been kind of concentrated on school and work at the moment.
And so, you're doing interior architecture, is that right?
Yeah, exactly. And how it works in Paris actually is that if you work in a company, I'm in an architectural and design company, then you go to school half the time and you work half the time then.
Brilliant.
And then
okay.
They pay for your school, which
amazing,
is great.
Amazing, yeah.
So yeah, then on the Thursday he had come up to me and he had sort of asked me and he said that he was really interested in my look and that he has a show on Sunday. So I was kind of taken back. It was all kind of happening so quickly.
Yeah.
And then his PR agent came up to me then to speak to me and sort of to like walk me through what was going to happen. And he had told me that the fitting then was on the Saturday and then the show would be then on the Sunday.
So this is terrifying. I mean, like, you're out to dinner, yeah, having a great time on a Thursday evening.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, you're being fitted for a catwalk show on Sunday, being fitted on Saturday. And you've never really done anything like this before.
I have been living in Paris for 2 years. But just because I've just always had a hectic schedule, I never really thought about it or kind of thought about it enough to sort of kind of launch myself into
it. Gotcha, yeah. So then how was the fitting on the Saturday?
So the fitting was great. I was the last person because I had to run from my football match to the fitting. But he had saved.
Sorry, did you win the match?
Yes.
Excellent.
Thankfully.
Excellent. What's the name of your team?
Paris Feminine FC.
Okay. Wow.
I know, but it's nothing professional. It's just sort of a team I do with some of my friends.
Sure.
Et cetera.
Yeah.
Just to get some sports in between all the study and the work.
Great idea.
And then the PR agent told me that the show then was at 7 a.m. on Sunday.
7 a.m. My God.
Yeah. So everything, was happening so quickly. I never really had time to even process it.
But how did you find the actual catwalk bit then? Because that to me, you know, is such a skill. It looks like, you know, and from
it,
the,
it
the
really,
little,
yeah,
the bits I've seen.
It really is.
Yeah.
But thankfully, before the show, I got sort of talking with the other models and they kind of talked me through it, like what they recommend to do, what they don't, because I was one of the only ones that had never sort of done a catwalk before.
Yeah.
So they were like so lovely and they were kind of talking me through it. And even the designer, he told me what to do. And before, to kind of get us at ease, we did like a few photo shoots before the show.
So you were comfortable then in the dress and everything?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the photographer had come along. He had kind of taken a good few photos, different places. So then I was like sort of relaxed. And not as stressed.
Yeah, of course. That's brilliant.
Yeah.
And then, so it went well. You were happy enough with your catwalk performance, yeah?
Yeah. I was really happy with it. And then the designer then at the after party, then after show, he told me that he was really, kind of really happy with me and excited with my potential, apparently. And he said that the photos turned out great and they loved the look.
And so does this mean now that you've without having to physically go and work and launch yourself, you've now, you know, got a burgeoning modeling career, even though you didn't really plan it?
Well, this experience definitely gave me the confidence sort of to maybe start and to maybe put myself out there more. Like he was saying that he would help me with like photos with a book and maybe find an agency as well.
Of course, yeah.
So yeah, so it might be the start of something anyway,
it
but it definitely
might.
Gave me the confidence and it definitely changed my mind.
And do you think Paris then, you know, after your studies and work and your work placement and all that, when you think when that's finished, will you come back to Tralee? Are you going to stay in Paris? Are you going to move to New York or London? What are your plans?
So for the moment, I think Paris is definitely sort of a city that I feel kind of everything is going well at the moment. So I don't want to get up and leave. I'm really comfortable here. I speak French as well. I study in French and I work in French.
Oh, right. So you do all that in that other language. Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah. So since I sort of spent 2-3 years learning French and everything, I'm not going to get up and leave.
Yeah. Well, it just goes to show what languages do, because it was the bit of Spanish that you picked up from your time there that got you to have the conversation with the Peruvian fashion designer.
I think it was meant to be.
Well, listen, as beautiful as Tralee is, it isn't quite Paris or Seville or something like that.
I still love Tralee. And whenever I tell people where I'm from, they're like, oh, Ireland is so beautiful and everything. And I'm like, yeah.
Well, you're a great ambassador for County Kerry. Listen, Jasmine, we wish you absolutely all the best in whatever the future is, whether it's interior architecture or modeling or whatever else you do. It sounds like a very exciting time for you. So best of luck with it all. And thanks a million for chatting to me.
Thank you so much.
All right, Jasmine, take care. Bye.
Bye. Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.